Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hello. Thank you for clicking play in your little podcast app. On this episode today, got to start off with a bit of sad news to explain why this is not a narrative episode at the top here. My dad passed away. He passed away, and what can you say? You know, it's tough. You know, I was thinking about this a lot before getting on the mic. I was like, it is hard to know what to say. On one hand, I like to be honest and upfront. On one hand, I don't want to air all my family's business. On one hand, you know, it's I don't want to come off weird, whatever. But obviously it's a pretty tough time. It definitely hit our schedule a bit like a freight train, upsetting normal work. So I think everyone has been so cool. Obviously, the dudes around this table right now are the most incredible, wonderful friends for me in this difficult period of time. And everyone who's been a listener and offered kind words, can't even tell you. It's truly, tremendously, profoundly appreciated. But we got to do a voicemail this month as the main course, and then we should be back on track next month. Part two of this voicemail episode will be in the Patreon, blah, 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 blah. You should really sign up. But anyway, ahead of time, I appreciate your understanding. Okay? All right. Now Casey's going to play a really wacky, fun transition song.
I believe you meant to say Mike. Mike will play a really wacky, fun transition song.
And we're gonna smile and laugh. All right? Okay. Thank you, guys.
We love you, Gannon.
We love you, Gannon.
Love you, Gannon. Love you too.
Transition song type beat.
I'll be the one playing the transition song.
He said what? Sheesh.
Will you just say Mike?
Mike will be the one to do the...
No, it's part of the episode now.
Mike will be the one to do the transition song. Casey will be... smiling.
Casey will be smiling. He'll have the month off. Casey will be sitting back.
Oh, god damn, this is fun.
You guys, I just learned that garbanzo beans are chickpeas. This whole time, I thought they were two different things.
I didn't know that at all.
I was with Casey. Gannon knew.
I knew.
Did Eleni know?
That garbanzo beans are chickpeas? I don't know if I officially knew it for sure, but I certainly knew they were nearly the same thing, I guess.
To me, chickpeas are something that I like, and garbanzo beans are something gross that I'd be
what?
Like...
They're like the same.
They are the same.
I guess I didn't know that they were officially the same.
I don't know
but...
if I've ever had garbanzo beans. I always avoid them because I like chickpeas, but not garbanzo beans.
I only found out because I was looking for chickpeas, and then I saw garbanzo beans, and then it said in parentheses underneath, it said chickpeas.
Trader Joe's?
Harvest time.
Are we in the recording right now?
I mean, it's starting to sound like it. I was going to go fill my water, but you're free to keep talking while I fill my water.
Okay, why don't you fill your water while I keep talking?
You want a water, Mike?
Could you top me off on the garbanzo chickpeas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I just want to say hello.
Hello.
To everyone around this table and out there in the big wide universe podcast, wherever you're listening to this. The times, they are bad. The life, it is bad. The voicemails,
it is good.
It is.
We'll find out.
I hope they're good. I really need it to be good to improve everything in my life.
Now, listen, this is something that's kind of fun. We did these recently, and it appears, and like we did those two episodes, and we told you all that they were the amount of voicemails that we got over the course of the entire year, and we finally were doing something with them. Well, guess what? We have received officially more voicemails in the past several months since those two episodes came out than we did in the entire year of last year. So we are going to, again, do the, it's clear, we had fun, we have a great time. I can't wait to hear what in the hell everybody has to say.
The most important metric for how successful a podcast is how many voicemails do they get on their funny phone number.
Yes.
Which is
773-666-2486.
Well, should we get right into it? Should we start with one of these suckers? I got them loaded up here.
Fire it right at us.
Well, here's the thing. The last voicemail we did in part two of the voicemail episode, the first go around, was on November 25th, and this one came in just 3 days later. So if it had come in just a little bit earlier, we would have gotten to it. But instead, it is going to be the first voicemail of the new generation. Here we go.
Yeah!
Collect call from Better Penitentiary. This inbound phone call will also.
This was in the last episode.
This was us.
Oh, no wonder.
Get my ass, quit calling me.
Get my ass.
Hey, in my defense, Eleni?
Yeah, that's my fault.
You told me.
That's my fault.
You should have marked that one as yes, we have responded.
Yes, I should have marked that one. I forgot to mark that one. Oops, but you get to hear it again. And wasn't that so nice? Didn't you like it?
That was a great surprise for me because I forgot that we did record ourselves.
Yep.
If you want to hear the full, that voicemail, check out the Patreon where that full voicemail is paywalled.
Yes. Well, how about an official one from a fan or an enemy or somebody?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Alex, we just had a good scene, didn't we?
Yeah, Dan, we did.
He him. We're just a couple of duo improvisers here in Des Moines, Iowa. We just had a fantastic scene. And I just wanted, Alex, is your favorite podcast Gutter, right?
Yeah.
That's good. This is good and Gutter and?
Gutter and everything that they put out. They've asked for some help about the plot, though. So I thought you being the plot of Gutter, they're really in a bind right now.
Okay.
They're really in a bind. So what do you think the plot could use? What is, like, some helping out that they... Well, the Gutter podcast that you love. The Gutter podcast that you love.
Of course. What, the Gutter podcast that I've seen so many times.
Oh, I see.
What plot element are they missing?
Oh, what are they missing? They're missing... I don't think they're missing too much. I mean, they're hitting all the things that are really hitting it out.
Man, that's not
that's
a big
awesome
choice.
News, man. That's awesome.
That's really
a big choice. Okay, you're right. Okay, they're missing drama. They're missing... heartbreak. There needs to be some kind of breaking up act.
Thank you. I really think they could. What about heartbreak?
This
is good.
That's
good.
Before Dorinda's letter came.
Apart so you can come back together. Like everyone loves a good old driving scene into the distance.
Driving scene.
Well,
why do I feel like this is happening on a small stage at a college improv show?
Couple of students.
Oh,
don't get me started on that guy.
Don't get it. You don't need to get into it.
Your favorite? Don't get me started on that guy.
It's all right. You don't have to get started.
I mean, no laughter in the background. It reminds me of me, my college improv shows.
Played many improv shows of that style.
He's real. He's real.
I don't know about that guy.
Yeah.
Is he real?
Yeah, he's real.
I think so.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Alex. Thanks.
No worries.
Yeah. Any other last thoughts?
You know, everyone's doing such a great job. I'm so glad that we can
communicate well with each other in trying times.
True. We need that.
I feel, you know, as a duo partner, communication is great and key. So as a friend, like someone pointing a phone at you and you're going.
Well, that's great. Oh, that's boy. Great. Thank you, Gutter. I love you so much.
Bye,
Gutter.
Keep going.
Bye-bye. Mwah. Okay. This is for maybe Mike to cut right here. I'm sorry. I'm laughing really hard imagining, like, someone's like, oh, my voicemail's in the next gutter. And then the person's like, hey, my dad died. And then they're like, oh, fuck, am I first?
yeah, buddy, you're up. Time to do your 5-minute duo improv scene. If I had
well, it sounds like it's staying in the episode. Yeah.
That was really fun. That was. I'm just sincerely curious what the improv scene's like out there in Des Moines. I've never been to Des Moines.
Isn't that where Iowa, the Hawkeyes, they have the writing program in Iowa. There's the CIA-funded writing program.
Oh, Kurt Vonnegut taught there. That's the only thing I know about it. Yeah, yeah. That sounds fucking sick. I mean, you guys do long form, you do short form, call back. Give me
yeah,
a herald.
Call back.
I want to
call
hear a,
back.
I want to hear a full herald.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you get my joke? Call back.
Ah. Call back.
Now that's why they pay me $1. Thank you so much to
Alex and Dan.
Dan, who clearly listens to the show, and
thanks
Alex, who
again.
Clearly never has, and I hope you will now because you're on it.
You're the star. Thank you so much.
You made me laugh. Thank you.
All right, we got another one here. Oh, and I think it might be from a friend of the show.
Whoa.
Hi, guys. It's Jamie again.
What's up,
Jamie?
Listening to the right at the end of Untitled Epibron, and I am loving this caravan of funky people who are just trying to survive. I love it. I hope nothing bad happens to them, and I'm sure nothing bad will happen to them.
That's right.
Definitely. Anyway, just calling to say I was listening to the episode while I was chopping vegetables and making some cookie dough.
Ooh.
And guess what? Once again, I will be listening to the episode while I'm doing my dishes.
I'm dancing.
Yes.
Thank you again for helping me do my dishes.
You're welcome, Jamie.
And I love meat stew. Meat stew number one.
Oh.
That's awesome.
If he dies, I die.
Oh, if he dies, I die.
Yeah. Meat stew alive. Bye, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie. T2YL. See
I
you
love
later.
Jamie's doing dishes arc.
Yeah. It's like... This is really a subplot of our show is Jamie doing their dishes and we're just along for the ride, really.
I hope there's another voicemail in here that's like, hey guys, I'm unloading my dishwasher. I'm adding a little bit more of the like the shine. What are they called?
Squirt goo.
The squirt goo that makes it extra shiny and nice when it dries.
Wait, what is the squirt goo?
There's that real. What's it called?
Crud. Like rinse, honestly, you're rinse reminding shine. Me that I haven't been adding that to my dishwasher.
It helps.
Recently.
It helps.
I've
it
never,
do help.
I've never done that.
There's the main dishwasher hole where you put your goop or your tablet, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like a secondary hole. It's like just for little helpers, a little bit of the shine goo. It's like a blue goo, probably.
Wow. Like, it's like thin. It's very thin. It's like watery.
Yeah, it's like a watery goo, and then
I
you
don't
put
think
it
ours
in there.
Has that thing?
It's like it's like a fabric softener. Except instead of fabric, it's shining your glass.
I have some if you want to borrow some.
I think we're just fine.
Is Jamie putting the chopped up vegetables in the cookie dough?
That's what I need to know, and that's what I want to know. Jamie, send another voicemail. Tell us, did you make cookie vegetable cookies?
And Jamie, maybe share your phone number so we can call you and leave voicemails for your voicemail episodes.
Well, I literally could call Jamie right now.
Yeah, but our listeners couldn't, and that's what's important.
We want our listeners to all call Jamie.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, okay, maybe not.
Hey, what's up, Gutter Goblins? This is David E.M. calling from Long Beach, California. I'm just at my fucking job, doing my fucking job, cleaning up shit.
Getting paid to call
I'm
us right now.
I'm at a hotel. I'm glad you guys are doing another show because I fucking love Neoscum. Gutter's already pretty fun. Pretty funny.
All right.
making me laugh.
Okay.
Making me look crazy at work while I'm...
You don't need any help with that.
Folding laundry, and I giggle like a little guy. And everyone looks at me, and I say, what? It's just gutter. And they go, oh. So, great job, everybody. Yeah. All right. Shameless plug. This. By the way, this message is not private. It's public. It should go out to all the masses. If you could let everyone on Earth know this message that I'm saying to you right now.
Okay.
And check out my band Rent Control. Okay, bye.
Rent Control. All right. Fun name. I want to check out
Rent Control.
I'm going to check out your band, Rent Control.
Check out Rent Control.
Let's check it out right now.
I think they should honor your band by implementing Rent Control all over the United States of America.
That's just a wide nationwide promotion of your band.
Just as a funny tribute to your band. Something Alice Cooper would do back in the day to promote his band.
I want to ask this guy some inane-ass questions like, what's your favorite clothes to fold? Because he says he's folding clothes. He's folding laundry.
Yeah,
he's probably folding bed sheets.
It's a...
Hotel?
Hotel. So there could be clothes still.
Are you guys just saying hotel in a fun way?
Yeah, we are.
I was making sure that it wasn't like a special type of hotel.
I think this is Rent Control. I found it on Bandcamp. I'm clicking a song. If it's not Rent Control, I'm so sorry. But I've said Rent Control now a lot of times. So there you go.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
We're
bopping
our head.
A little bit of Rent Control.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 10 seconds. That's enough to not ruin the copyright so you don't sue us.
Don't sue us. That's pretty
and
cool.
And that's the only Rent Control, right? We're not...
You didn't just plug his
Rent Control. Oh, God damn it. They plugged the wrong Rent Control.
We might have played them.
Did he say it was in California?
Long Beach.
Oh, that's wrong. That was wrong then.
Let's just... Actually, that wasn't Rent Control. The only way you're going to know Rent Control is...
this is Rent Control. Long Beach Punk.
Okay. Yeah,
it sounded like a punk band. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
It's loading.
Okay.
I apologize for everything wrong I just did. You could listen to that other, whoever they are, on Bandcamp. This is the real Rent Control. Wow!
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're bopping our head more than we were for the other song.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, okay.
This is gonna.
I like this kind of crud. I like this stuff. I don't know how to two-step, but I'm trying to I'm two-stepping to that.
It's spelled CTRL.
Oh, okay. That's
important.
Cool.
That's an important distinguishing factor.
Your band's cool. Thank you.
Very
for your cool.
Cool
band. I probably am going to go back and check it out.
We are moving to Long Beach to become your fans.
We are your roommates now. will let us in.
Are in your house. And Casey, play the next one.
All right, Gutter Goblins, you got it.
Hey, Gutter Crew. This is Clay, he, him. I'm calling from Brooklyn, longtime fan.
Cool.
I love your work. I was a big Neo Scum fan, Patreon subscriber for a long time. Now I'm a Gutter Patreon subscriber too. I'm calling, first of all, to say you're so, so funny. You make me laugh, and I hope you keep doing that forever. Recently, I met the daughter of L. Ross Babcock III. She mentioned that her dad, just in conversation, she mentioned that her dad was a game designer, and somehow it came up that her dad was like one of the main people who wrote Shadowrun.
Whoa!
Back in the day.
Oh!
And I was like, oh my God, have you heard of this podcast, Neo Scum? It's so funny. They play Shadowrun. They're crazy, and it's a great time. I was like, you should live. And I described, you know, your sense of humor. And she was like, I think my dad would really like that. It sounds so funny. So she texted her dad. She was like, hey, you got to check out this podcast. I just heard about this podcast, Neo Scum. I think you would really like it. And what he texted her back was a picture of all of the Shadowrun books he had written on a shelf in his house. So I don't know if he's gonna listen to Neo Scum.
Okay, I thought he was gonna be like, I fucking
part
hate that.
Of his brain.
I was really scared of that.
Potentially now knows about it.
Wow.
I just thought that was cool. And I wanted to let you know that maybe
that is so crazy.
That is really insane.
Neo Scum someday.
Amazing.
But either way, I love Neo Scum and I love Gutter, and it's great. And keep doing what you're doing. Okay, bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. That's
oh,
so
wow.
Cool.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I know, me too. I like the idea that the creator of Shadowrun and this woman's dad like texted that picture back to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Look how many books I've done. They did one podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Honestly, respect. Major, major pimp.
Thank you so much for literally evangelizing us to a Shadowrun Nepo baby. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Shadowrun heir. You know what?
Miss Johnson.
We would razz on Shadowrun a little bit, but
we would.
But I think it's safe to say, since not using the system for a really long time, there's so many things about it that we were like, oh, you know what, that actually kind of really rocks.
Yeah.
I
did like that. And the setting is fucking cool. So
yep,
like
yep.
So the guys, you know, only from me. Respect. Absolute,
respect.
Absolute, maximum respect. Shadow.
I mean,
cool.
Doing that amount of work on something in general with that much detail and all that stuff, like, that's awesome. That is a feat.
Well, you know who else was really prolific? Hitler. Okay.
Oh!
Who's going to give everybody who works hard props?
No. Shadowrun is cool.
Shadowrun is cool. That is awesome. I just want to say it reminded me so much of the time I met Jessica Lovecraft. She messaged her dad that we were doing a Call of Cthulhu
not
podcast.
Not Jessica Lovecraft.
he texted back a photo of a tentacle monster.
She look at it and we all went, we're going crazy looking at this scary picture.
That is a premium voicemail we just received.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting off with a lot of good ones.
We should move to Brooklyn after we move to Long Beach.
I mean, that would be... Both of those would be sick.
Rent control.
Both of those would be very sick.
Get the drums in the van.
Yeah,
wait for us.
National.
We'll be there. Guys, we're all moving to Brooklyn.
We have to stop in Des Moines, Iowa to pick up those two improvisers. Yeah. We're going to need them where we're going. Brooklyn,
and
baby.
Alex, you're listening to the show, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the show because it's a long drive.
Jamie, put the dishes in a sack.
Okay. How about another one, huh?
Yo, this is Tony in Georgia.
Tony.
Fuckers, it's fucked up.
Uh-oh.
You just gotta give us a number to call and say whatever we want.
Uh-oh.
Whatever we want to all your crazy ass fans. Like,
I like their energy.
Fun, I imagine. Anyway, hopefully this is the only message you ever hear from me, because I'm not that hyped, you know? Like, I'm not gonna quite call back. I just keep annoying you guys, but thank you for all the wonderful sounds in my ears over the years. Bye bye.
Tony, I had us by the short ears for a second. Yeah. Like, what's he gonna say?
What did Tony say at the end?
Play the end again.
I like Tony.
Tony had a really threatening aura. Tony, don't find us. Don't find any of us. I'm scared.
Tony messages us again. Tony.
Message us again.
Yeah.
But don't find us.
We want to hear from you.
Tony,
a bunch.
You rock. And guess what? You're coming to Brooklyn with us.
Or are we going to Georgia?
We're going to need some of those peaches.
And we ain't talking about the fruit.
Buddy.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about.
I don't know.
We're talking about the last message from December here.
All right.
December 30th.
Ooh.
Hi, my name's Matt. Longtime listener, first time caller on episode 4. First review, Gutter good.
Woo.
Gutter very good. Neo Scum, great.
Okay.
Gutter good.
Okay.
Hoping Neo Scum and Gutter are both great.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I seek your approval.
Thank you.
We want you to
us.
Give it us 75 more episodes for you to really binge and listen to, and then you're going to know that it's great.
Here's the thing. Just a reminder for anybody who was a Neo Scum listener at first. I didn't even start adding music to NeoScum at the point we are in Gutter releases yet.
Yeah.
I think there was like one song I added in one episode at this point. It wasn't really till
the Britney Spears song.
Yeah, the Britney Spears song,
which I was like, we got to put this song in. We put it in, and then
James messaged us about, I'm sorry. It happened. It's not bad.
He was like, be careful. Don't be doing that.
He said, cool.
And we were like, ooh.
I remember specifically he said, cool it with the copyrighted infringement.
Yeah, we got in trouble.
We got yelling at Daddy D'Amato at that point. Daddy D'Amato pulled our pants down and spanked our little booties raw.
And then we emailed Hozak after that. So that's the.
Yep. That was the impetus.
And it was so long ago, we can't go to jail for it. So
yep, it's past the statute of limitations.
Good luck, prosecutor. We also used some MIDI. We used a MIDI thing of girls just want to have fun, I think, at one point in episode 11 or 12. I remember because I found that and I...
Yeah, I think that was that the shopping app?
Yeah.
For a montage we talked about.
Oh, no, it was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, actually, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I think it was.
Womp, womp. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Hey, if we're wrong, why don't you call us and leave us a voicemail? We'll get to it. Mm-hmm.
And here's the next one.
Some number of months.
From January 14th. Was that after we released?
It must have been like the day after, a couple days.
Because I think that you know, we have a lull between December 30th and this must be where people are listening to those and saying, we got to get our ass heard as well. And you're right. You do. Thank you for calling. Here we go.
Strong start.
It is playing.
Hello?
Oh.
Was there a beep? This is actually my first time really honest to goodness listening to the voicemail. And
this is Mike.
Oh, this is Mike.
I am confused. But you know what? That's fine. Let me just introduce myself. My name is Mike. I am the editor of this episode. A voicemail talkback episode. And guess what, listener? If you liked this kind of episode, you're going to want to get over on the Patreon because next week we got part two dropping for our Patreon subscribers.
Did you include this in
Check out our Patreon at patreon.com.
And guess what? It's still relevant. It literally is happening
show.
Again.
You're going to want to check it out because there's some very funny stuff in that episode that made me laugh very hard while we were recording it while I was editing.
I remember this
now. And now, listener, I got to go back to my job because I am calling on my lunch break. But I just want you to know that we are so grateful to have you guys call in and listen to our show, and we love you guys so much, so thank you for all the kind messages, and if you want more, like I said, check out the Patreon! And listener, just one more question. What are you wearing right now?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Please don't tell me what you're wearing right now. I prefer to imagine that you are dressed like Toad from the Mario franchise, complete with a giant mushroom head, and don't ruin my fantasy. And with that, goodbye!
On the Spotify, AI labeling of different parts of the show. Like when I looked at this on Spotify, it was like Mike's Toad Fantasy or something.
Not Mike's Toad Fantasy.
Mike's Toad Fantasy.
Anyway, that guy sounded pretty cool.
He sounded pretty cool. And I mean, I guess that answers the question of
was the episode out?
Yeah. The episode was not out yet.
But maybe now it will.
But I think now it will be here on January 15th, the next day.
What's up, Gutter Dang? It's Stu calling
in. Hey, it's my friend,
Stu.
I just want to say, love the show. Short time listener, long time caller, biggest fan of Gannon Reedy this side of the Mississippi, and I won't tell you which side that is. I have questions/compliments for all of you. So first and foremost, I'll start off with Gannon, what is your favorite thing about this system versus playing, you know, with NeoScum? And next question, Eleni, how do you feel about having a character that doesn't have a British accent? Is it much more convenient or do you kind of miss it? Mike, how have things changed between you and your fellow podcast? You know, like how have those relationships developed Around the table, of course, I know personally, you know, that things change, but around the table, can you give me any insight into that? And Casey Tony, where do you draw your inspiration for such lovely editing and sound clips? Thank you. I love you all. Bye.
Bye, Stu.
Bye, Stu.
Secret. Meet Stu is a little bit inspired by my good friend there.
Is that true?
Ah. It's true.
I wanted to
a little bit. He's got a little bit of the real life Stu's wonderful buoyant energy.
Aww. I wanted to meet Stu for so long.
Stu rocks.
You said so many good things about
you
Stu.
You wanted to meet Stu?
I wanted to meet Stu.
Meet Stu. Wow. I don't want any beef with Stu.
I ought to meet Stu.
Violet?
Scratch? Before I get violet.
I think we should maybe set up a like video conference between Jamie, who said that they loved Meet Stu and the real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I can hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
I think I the thing I like the most about the Call of Cthulhu system is that we were just talking about how much we like Shadowrun. Well, the problem I have with Shadowrun, at least for podcasting, is that like it is, you got to pick up a bunch of dice, you got to drop the dice, you got to count the dice, you got to do a little bit of quick mathematics in your head of plussing and minusing various things, and it makes combat super long. It makes combat always super, super, super long, and it can kill energy a little bit in a podcast space. Like, I imagine, like, if you got a table set up and you got, like, your cool little figurines and stuff like that, you could probably rip through that, have a great time. But yeah, for a podcast, it's like, it's, you really want to keep, I really want to keep the energy up and make everything feel really kinetic and immediate. Call of Cthulhu is pretty good where it's like, dice, dice, this is what happened. Dice, dice, this is what happened. The players know if they pass or fail, which is fun. I mean, it's fun counting the hits. Getting a hit is a little bit more exciting than just a pass, because you can see the fives and the six. It's like you get a little casino response. But I appreciate the speed. I appreciate how much, you know, you can cover a wide breadth of action with the Call of Cthulhu rules. So that's my two cents.
Just the one thing about like counting the hits, and this isn't my part of Stu's question, but just to bounce off that, I've mentioned before that like, despite the actual rules of Shadowrun, the physical act, the like tactile experience of grabbing 16 D6 dice, six-sided dice, and like throwing those at the table and the clatter, and then separating them, and then using edge, and then like the sixes exploding and re-rolling and stuff like that is so, that itself is like a mini game. You could just do that for fun. You know, you could just like have a handful of dice and just be like, fives and sixes, like I re-roll sixes, this is just fun. And that was what really made me want to get like some other way of rolling or doing my
smart
rolls in Call of Cthulhu, which is why I have that ring, just because like these step down from rolling 16 D6s to just rolling two D10s, you know.
You need to be able to stim max.
I need to stim max. And the ring is the solution I found for that, but I was looking at all sorts of different options. That's just a fun little
thing.
That
is fun. That is fun. Eleni, how do you feel about no longer doing a British accent?
Well, I definitely miss it sometimes, and then other times I'm grateful that I can just sort of sound like myself and not worry about whether I like, oh, did that sound like shitty, or oh my god, I'm fucking up the blah blah blah. But I will say the main thing of all that I would miss about it would be the easy ability to quickly distinguish between myself and the character. Like, without prefacing anything, without saying, Violet said, or, like, whatever. It is very clear, if I'm talking like this, like, you know who I am. And that's what's happening right now. And then you're like, okay, that's a different person, because they have a different accent. And I've kind of don't have that nice luxury anymore. I've got to send it in vibes and essence only.
I mean, look, we've kind of played at this before, but if you want Scratch to hit you in the back of the head with like a club or some sort of like heavy object that suddenly gives you a Greek accent.
That would be so crazy if Violet was just suddenly
had an accent.
Okay, where are you guys going? What's happening? Come on, come over here. Let me talk to you.
Oh my god.
This guy, he did not put the seatbelt on. I will kill you. You didn't put the seatbelt on. I will fucking kill you.
Hey, Vi, hold on. Otter gets hit in the head with an anvil that makes him Greek, and he's like, hello, Violet. Where is the lamb? I want the honey.
I don't have any lamb. I told you already. I gave it away.
Oh, let me walk to the store.
Okay, that's too addicting.
Ooh, and then Scratch slips on a banana peel, hits his head on a rock that makes him, turns him into a baby.
Oh, there is a baby here.
Oh, come on. Come on, little baby.
I'm a Greek baby.
Gross baby.
Greek, but I couldn't really hit the I couldn't really hit the K with the way I was doing it. Listener, now, and Stu.
Stu's here.
How would you guys like that? Is that what we should bring into?
Everyone's hitting
season
the yes
two
button.
Of Gunner.
Yes, yes.
Stu, I just want to say really quickly before I answer your question that we have your coaster from your bachelor party.
I love it. It's great.
In our house, and it is one of my favorite coasters.
Yes.
And I have long been a Stu fan from a distance based off of stories.
It's a koozie. A koozie.
A koozie. I said coasters. Yeah. I was completely wrong.
I actually was thinking, I was like, God, you guys have coasters and koozies? You got so much.
No, it's just a koozie.
I completely forgot the word koozie. You know that? I guess
I say koozie. I think some people say cozy.
Is there another name for that? A drink holder?
Yeah, a drink sleeve.
I'm sure there's
a can
some
sleeve.
Name.
A little foam can insulator.
The question was, how has my dynamic changed over the years with you guys? I think that was it.
You did marry one of us.
I did marry Gannon.
Which one? Never tell.
I would say, you know, over the years, as I have done less improv outside of these podcasts, I get more joy and find myself feeling more spiritually refreshed from the time that we spend together. It's less of just like another improv-esque thing that I'm doing and more of like, oh, this is something I'm not doing as much, and I look forward to it even more. So I find myself feeling really refreshed and like spiritually renewed when we do have a recording and are able to sit around a table with each other. And I would say our friendships have only deepened over the years. And I've always been someone who I think is hyper aware of how other people's moods are, even if that's just sort of like my perception. But I do think that I have got a pretty good sense of how everyone is feeling. And I maybe have gotten a little better at not letting that affect me just by controlling what I'm doing. But also I sort of have this, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn or say that this is a good thing or anything, but sometimes I feel like I try to just do whatever the table needs. Even if it's not like performing, it's in other ways. And certainly I have times when I don't do that, but like that's sort of the sports mentality that I have, which is like, don't talk about your feelings, fake it and go.
So your skills in interpersonal relationships have only grown and deepened, as well as your level of passion for the actual work that you're doing and the project, rather than just saying it's another thing to check off my list of my little performances.
And separately, I do think I feel like I need to win less than I did 10 years ago. I think I've always kind of struggled with being competitive, but I think I'm, over the years, I'm like, whatever.
You're always incredibly attentive, Mike, of when like somebody was going to say something, and then just the conversation got away from it. You're very good about being like, oh, and, you know, Casey, you're going to say something. Lenny, you're going to say something again, or something. Not just that exact thing, but that just speaking to your attentiveness and willing to like be a super team player and a supportive partner.
Thanks, Casey. I appreciate that. I also know how it feels to miss your chance to speak and then be like, so I don't like it. I don't like it when anyone feels that way. And listener, you were going to say something? Oh, it's the next phone call. Wait.
Nope. It's Casey's.
After all that,
I forgot.
I'm such a good listener. One thing that's gotten better is I've gotten really good at knowing. Anyway, fuck you, Casey.
Stu's question.
It was about your editing inspiration.
Yeah, where do you draw inspiration for such lovely editing and sound clips? Thank you all. That is. That's a tough question because I feel like I was way more in tune with my inspiration, sources of inspiration, both for what I wanted podcast, like what I wanted NeoScum to sound like, as well as like just what media I was trying to like emulate with my sound design and stuff. I was way more in tune with that in the first few years of NeoScum because I was going from not being an editor and sound designer to being an editor and sound designer to being heavily invested as an editor and sound designer to like it being my professional career. So now in terms of influence, I feel like it's harder to track that, but I think there's always a balance between kind of the bar I've set for like what gutter sounds like, which I'm always shocked when I go back and listen to what I thought was like the best of, like, I'm like, oh man, like this arc of NeoScum, I remember doing really good work, and I listened to it and it sounds like positively primitive to me, like nowadays, like, and not even in a judgmental way, but like even in my memory, I'm just imagining it is like so much more developed. I'm like, how could you not have an ambiance in the scene or something? So I'm always like, I'm balancing just meeting the bar, but I also like chasing the fun and finding the fun. I think at the start of Gutter, I was, there were times where I felt like I was too concerned with just, I had to sound design everything that was mentioned, and I had to like make every single environment and scene sound, you know, natural and organic. It started to feel, I don't want to say paint by numbers because I was still approaching it like creatively, but it felt like I wasn't following outside influences like I was in the fun days of NeoScum. And I remember one episode where I really tried to do that was episode, is it 7 where we go into the pyramid?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 6 or 7. 6, 7. 6, 7.
Oh, it's got to be, it's 6. Yeah, because 7's when we came back. Yeah, so, and episode 6, I had made the decision at some point. I don't remember what it was based on. Maybe it was even somebody else's idea or something, but I just imagined having like dungeon synth for us going into this pyramid would be cool. Mm. And then I found a couple Louis Zong albums. Louis Zong is a music artist and a visual artist who allows you to use his music as long as you give credit. And I was like, I'm going to sound design this entire episode only with his music, like once we get to the pyramid at least. And I did that, and I was just like, I really allowed myself to kind of chase the fun and let it be less like I'm just kind of fulfilling, and that kind of reawoke something in me, and since then it's, you know, I'm always just trying to manage that balance of like, even if I cannot identify the specific influences for you, Stu, like I want to feel like a spark of fun and a spark of inspiration from an external source is what motivates me to do, you know, some unique choice. So that's in like Mike saying that like breakbeat music is playing whenever he's doing the rollerblade stuff, you know, and then that becomes like a fun challenge for me to chase. And, you know, I don't know. I rambled a lot on that, but hopefully there was some interesting stuff in there.
I'd say thanks, Stu.
We love you, Stu.
We love you, Stu.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
Hey, it's me, Clarence Mungbean. I just called because I need to get something off my chest. I had moved to a new town for a job about 5 years ago, and I'd only been there a month or two when someone stopped me to ask for directions. They said they wanted to go to Delaware Street, and I was like, oh yeah, I think it's this way. And I pointed them in a direction, and when I got to a computer and I looked up where Delaware Street was, I pointed them in the complete opposite direction. And that still haunts me to this day. I hope they found the street they were looking for.
Thank you, Clarence Mungbean.
Oh, thank you
for that admission, Clarence.
That was really cleansing.
I think we've all been on both sides of that in one form or another.
Doesn't it feel good as fuck to tell someone, oh no, yeah, the street's that way, and then realizing that you were so wrong?
You're sick.
The pain that gets taken away, that doesn't feel good. It feels good being like, I know where that is.
Oh, I see.
And then being like, oh, wait a minute, that guy probably walked for a few blocks looking around like, what the heck? Where am I? I don't see it. That guy was so confident. What's going on?
Yeah, especially if you're really confident in how you deliver it. Oh, yeah.
And then being like, and then that person had to go up to someone else like, hey, I already asked someone this, but I figure I guess I'd try again. Where's Delaware Street? And they're like, oh, it's that way. And the cold look that sort of probably descended on that guy's face.
Or what if you're loyal to the first guy and you're like, no, buddy.
He must be right. Like, I've got to keep going the wrong way.
The other guy seems so confident.
This reminds me of something which I think is a very universal experience where you realize that I have pee pee on my lap.
And he's poking his head off the table.
Get that pee off your
head. Don't scare him. Anyway, universal experience where you're walking somewhere and you realize that you are going the wrong direction. And so you have to now just like stop and turn around.
Yeah.
But how many of us will take some type of physical detour because we don't want to show the outside world that, like, you literally could just turn around and no one would probably know. But no, I'm going to go across the street. I'm going to casually look at my phone.
Hey, I was just going to say, yeah, look at your phone like, oh, something changed in my life.
I've got to go the other way. And it's like, no one's paying attention. And yet the impulse to be like, or like stop and like have a moment, a visible moment of recognition, like, oh, and then turn around, like, to no one.
It's, to telegraph it for, like, your inner observer.
Yes,
I look so obviously like I am just going the right way after going the wrong way. Like, I will literally be, like, in the middle of crossing the street at a super crowded intersection, and I'm the only one walking center stage. I'll get halfway across, and then I, like, just look so foolish, and then turn around the other way, and everyone will start honking their horns like hyenas. Laughing at me.
Oh.
And people get out of their cars and start throwing crap at me.
Wow.
Because I'd be like, he didn't know. He got it wrong.
No, which way you going, boy?
What you want?
Lost.
All of the lights become green and they all speed into me.
I think maybe the best, here's the tactic for that. And this wasn't a voicemail, but here's the tactic. If you ever have to turn around, if you ever have to make that change, and you don't want to do the phone thing or the big U-turn, which everybody can see right through, just open your eyes wide at the middle distance and point out a finger and then be like, death, or like the devil or something like that. You know, you see something that everybody else doesn't see.
Pursue me no longer, foul ghost.
Yes.
Pursue me no longer.
And then sprint in the other direction.
Yeah, that's great.
You could just keep walking the entire length of the earth until you
come back.
Get back to the right direction that you meant to go. And you have a long beard and you have like, you're wearing cool global clothing from all the places you've been.
Yes, yeah.
All the friends you've made.
Mm-hmm. And then you realize that like, you didn't really need to get to, it wasn't about getting to where you were going. It was about going.
Yeah.
I mean, like you arrive at your destination. And you're like, I don't even need to be here.
You think that as you're falling off the edge of the earth because it's flat. And this is all just a dream happening in your head because you fell off the earth.
Who wants to hear another voicemail?
Please go.
Okay, I'm going to warn you guys. This is 3 minutes long. It says transcription not available.
Whoa.
So I don't know what that means.
We can scrub through it if it seems like it's a pocket call.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hot Dog Guy again.
Hot Dog Guy.
But I'm sure you knew that already. You know, I went to my first AA meeting.
Cool.
In a couple months. You know, I'm hitting 15 years in a couple weeks. You know, I had to go because I've lived in a normal blue collar life, and it's just been shattered by this strange event, and it's making me feel crazy. Mm. So I go to this room full of people that are instructed to be open and understanding. That have historically been open and understanding, the only people who really listen to me, and they laugh at me. You're not supposed to do that in AA, but this is so ridiculous that a group of 40-something-year-old men laugh at me. And it got me thinking, you know, maybe it's not that serious. Maybe I should be laughing too. Until I get home and there's a fucking delivery driver there.
Not again.
Because of course there is. And I'm so beaten down by the night that I don't even argue. I put it on my car. And you know, hot dogs, you know, I can eat them. I can give them away. People think I'm weird, you know. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Mm-hmm. I could fertilize my fucking garden if I had one. But it's 69, how childish, laughing, crying, emoji, sticky note, pads. I mean, what am I going to do with that? I can't use those to be just reminded of this all the time with my little fucking to-do list or whatever. Jesus Christ. So you know what? You hear that? Cracked open a cold one just for you. 15 years down the fucking drain.
No.
Because my friends are avoiding me. My wife doesn't trust me. My daughter thinks I should go to therapy. Fucking therapy. But the only one who should be going to therapy is you. You sick freaks. Mm. You're sadistic. This is a targeted harassment campaign against me. And I would be pursuing legal action if you didn't put me in such a fucking hole with all these stupid fucking little items. And I'm not going to ask for money this time, you know?
You sent a large check.
Obviously...
All right. It cut off.
Could be fake, could be real. I think we just cut that.
It's a bit that the previous one was about how a bunch of hot dogs got delivered to their house and they then had to pay for the hot dogs and like... It was some.
It took me a second to remember too, but
yeah.
I got it.
That's right. Well, this is a real tour de force performance, real Pacino shit.
That one did get cut off, but it looks like there are 32 more seconds of message from the same number right after.
I'm gonna be honest. I forgot about the first part of the message, and I was really scared for like the first 15 seconds about where this was going because the energy was so palpable and really intense and true. You know, sorry about everything. Your daughter might be right about the therapy.
Well, let's hear the rest.
Listener, this is for those who aren't familiar or don't remember. We got an email from this, or we got a voicemail from this person in one of our previous voicemail. Oh, there's PP again being cute. One of our previous voicemail apps, and they are...
they accused us of sending them a bunch of hot dogs, like prank style, that, you know, fiscally bankrupted them.
And I would do it again, to be honest. I would do it again. I would send the hot dogs again. It's all me. It's all my fault.
Wow. You just admit it.
I just admit it, but I needed to hear the last 34 seconds of how I've ruined this person's life.
69 hot dogs, what am I going to do? 69 hot dogs. That's less than 10 hot dogs a day, stupid. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Just eat the fucking hot dogs, you swine.
Yeah, 10 a day.
You're supposed to eat 20 hot dogs a day anyway, so just factor that into your normal hot dog intake.
For Christ's sake.
Okay, let's hear the rest.
Yeah.
God, this sound of your happy little voices makes me fucking sick. But I need to finish my thought. Just stop, please. My life is in shambles, and all I need for you to do is consider the repercussions of your actions. Because they have repercussions, and you are ruining my fucking life. Leave me alone.
Music to our ears.
I need to say something. So when we get these voicemails, we do get an email alert that like pops up with a little bit of a transcription. And when this one came up, I was like, what? Because the transcription, can you read the transcription, Casey? Just the beginning?
Well, the second one. And bear in mind, the first one, for some reason, did not leave a transcription
correct
at all.
So we didn't
have the context. This was just coming in
yes
blind.
Here, yes. I'll read it at like we imagine, Rena. God, the sound of just a random stranger. God, the sound of your happy little voices makes me fucking sick. But I need to finish my thought. I just stop, please. My life is in shambles. All I need for you to do is consider the repercussions of your actions, because they have repercussions, and you are ruining my fucking life. Leave me alone. This is somebody who I don't know.
Well, I saw this transcript come in, and I was like, geez, I'm scared.
They do not like our podcast.
What's happening?
They do not like seeing our
happy little faces. Eleni told me about this, and then I got scared. So then I was just like, I have to just listen to this. So I listened to it, and I was like, okay,
it's got
to
be a bit.
It sounds like a bit.
And we love the bit.
And it
turns
out it wasn't
dramatic.
A bit. It's the person that we've been sending all these hot dogs to.
Yes. Oh, right.
Who's too much of a fucking little paper. Little doll to eat 10 hot dogs a day for a week.
Yeah, he can't handle a little gang stalking.
Not
come
a paper
on,
doll.
Handle a little gang. Here's the fucking thing, man. Here's the fucking
doll.
Thing. We're saving. You're like, oh, I've got to pay for these hot dogs that keep getting delivered to my house. Yeah, and you're saving on like Instacart fees and DoorDash
fees. We're feeding
fees.
You.
We're
feeding
fucking
you.
Feeding.
And we're giving you entertainment in the little emoji crying emoji hats or whatever the other thing that Eleni sent.
Yes,
that you were talking about in your other 3 minute long tirade against us.
But I want to hear about how we actually fix your life and that you go back to AA and you get your life together.
No. Also, he said it was his first AA but he's been sober 15 years.
Well, first AA, I think he in months. He like stopped and then he like,
okay.
I think he was like, he hadn't gone for quite some time because he didn't need to because he felt so balanced. I'm going to give you better advice than Eleni. Drink. Drink, you little worm. Be the worm in the tequila bottle yourself. We're going to keep sending hot dogs. We're going to keep sending emojis, like little cowboy hat smiling emoji with our happy little faces. And you're going to fucking eat them all. And it's going to be easy because you'll be so drunk.
I'm going to give you better advice than Casey. Do not do what Casey said.
I'm going to give you also same advice as Mike. And Casey.
What?
What?
I'll give you no advice at all. What do we got next?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
My name's Ben. He, him pronouns. Loving the new show. Just had to call and ask. You guys have to know, right? But like the old show, Neo Scum, how many people realize it could also be said out loud as Neo's Cum?
70% of the audience. 70% of the audience.
I would give it an upper 80, frankly.
We directly address it on the show multiple times.
We do, and I will say that when we were deciding on the name for the show, we also knew that this was probably a thing that would get said. And so, yeah, you're right there. You're right on board with it.
And we're the kind of people, I think we were kind of like, yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it's pretty.
We had to come.
Yeah, yeah. We like come.
We
and
thought it was
Neo
funny, and we thought it would really be a little joke for the people who like Shadowrun too much, because they would be like, oh, stop talking about come and start talking about the Matrix.
Yeah.
And that was just our little way of saying that in the future, people are going to be way more obsessed with come than the Matrix. And I think we've been proven factually correct.
Yes, absolutely.
You got me with that fake beep. Oh, hey, Gather Gang, it's Vivian. Pronouns, she, her, and they, them. Yeah, just walking home from a long day at the old Sugan work store. Anyway, just wanted to congratulate you on your fantastic show, you know?
Thank you, Vivian.
Just kicked ass. Love hearing about it, love hearing all the funny japes and jabs, the bits and the bobs and the fun stuff and the fantastic editing and wonderful, you know, GMing. All of it's real good. I've actually been re-listening to the episodes to get character descriptions because I'm kind of planning on doing some fan art.
No way!
Ooh.
Come on!
Yeah, anyway, I just really wanted to, you know, leave a voicemail and be like, hey, yeah, you know, you fucking kick ass. Oh yeah, also, I've grown up in the Pacific Northwest all my life. Grew up all around it, like, from Eastern Washington to the Olympic Peninsula.
Cool.
I live in Portland, Oregon right now. Nice. Let me tell you, if there's one thing that's weirdly accurate that I don't think was intended about the show, was that everyone smokes. I don't know why that's a thing here, but it is. So congratulations on that.
That's awesome.
Weird thing. All right. I don't know how to end this, so... yeah, good getting with a good show. Glad you had a show.
All right.
Thank you, Vivian. That was delightful.
That was delightful.
I mean, how could you not smoke in a rainy environment like that? There's nothing.
Also, wasn't like legal weed was like a Washington was early for that. I know that because, well, I won't say why.
I know that because I know it because I've just heard about it.
I heard about it from a guy, from
someone
a sailor.
Told me.
Yeah.
I met at the docks.
Not to get too far away from that, Vivian called us with a follow-up immediately or 6 minutes after.
Okay.
Hey, it's Vivian again. I just wanted to figure that out, a little addendum to my message, which is everybody smokes over here pretty much, but don't smoke. Don't smoke.
Oh, don't smoke.
Come on, Vivian, please.
Quit smoking. I did, and my lungs, they feel great, so don't smoke. All right, bye.
I really appreciate that. That would be me on the show. I'd be saying, yeah, they're smoking, but don't smoke. Everybody don't smoke.
Okay.
I love the vibes. It looks so cool. I used to smoke long ago. I do feel much better since I quit. Quitting is extremely difficult, but you can do it. Don't smoke. Don't get addicted to cigarettes. It's horrible.
Get addicted to masturbating
or gang stalking other guy.
Yeah, send some hot dogs to that guy instead.
Get addicted to
guys
being so cute and cool.
Get addicted to drinking just enough water and doing exercise.
I thought you were going to say ecstasy.
And doing MDMA.
Every day.
Get addicted to our Patreon, where you can listen to part two of this.
Yes.
Part two of this. And here's the thing.
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
And Vivian, if you do end up making that fan art and you want to make sure that we see it, tag us at That Gutter Show or use hashtag That Gutter Show. That's the SEO, you guys. That's how we're going to find the stuff.
We love to see it. We love it. We thrive on it.
We love it.
And I'll say, guys, I mean, We got a good amount of voicemails left here.
We might not even get through all of them in part two.
I know. We might have to do a part three at some point.
Great.
Either way, thank you so much, everybody who did call in and leave a voicemail, both the ones that were in this episode, but also the ones that are to come in future episodes. Please give us a call as well. If you want to give us a call and you don't want to be featured, that's totally fine as well. We love to hear from you. If you're just like, I don't need my thing featured, but I just want to say something nice, we totally appreciate that. Just make sure to mention it on the voicemail. We are so eternally grateful to all of you listeners and fans and supporters. And especially when you reach out, it gives us the energy to keep going. Because as you know, as well as us, it's hard out there. And we all need to uplift each other when we can. So...
That's right. Couldn't have said it better.
Thank you for uplifting us, listeners. And we hope that this uplifts you even a little bit.
And I just finished placing my order for 69 more hot dogs. So we are good to call it.
You know what? Just send another 69.
Okay, I'll do another one. Yeah, I'll do another one.
Send a bunch of just random crap rocks. I don't know.
Random rocks. Okay, rocks. Yeah.
Bye.